Chapter 14. Stay or Go. "This is not happening," I bellowed from beneath the covers. Knocking on my hotel door woke me up from a delicious sleep. A glance at the clock told me it was 7 a.m. I was going to kill her. I threw my covers back in a fit of rage and trudged to the door, not even stopping to look in a mirror. I threw the door open to a familiar face. "Hi. Raven sent me up. She called last night about a run this morning, and you don't look happy." Finn, of course, stood before me with two small coffees, wearing his running gear. I did my best to smooth my hair down into something that looked human and offered him a toothless grin. I stood back and motioned for him to come in. I didn't want to take the chance of having a conversation riddled with morning breath. As he walked by, I took the coffee he offered and went to find something attractive for another sweat-filled outing. After a quick brush of my hair, teeth, and tongue, I threw on a lavender long-sleeve t-shirt and black spandex leggings. I put on a little bit of mascara and lip gloss, hating that I was that girl, but wanting to be more fetching than the swamp creature I was by the end of the walk day before. "Raven is unrelenting. I never agreed to today. Yesterday was going to last me for a while," I yelled down the hall, so he knew I wasn't late, just unprepared. "Yeah, you need to be real specific with her, and even then she rarely listens. If you don't want to go, I can tell her," Finn responded. "No, I'm up now." I stepped into the hall and tried to figure out where to put my money and my room key. Finn took them from me and zipped them into a pocket on the back of his pants. "Again, you know I can't run just yet. Raven let me speed walk yesterday. I wanted everyone to be clear on my limits." "Yes, I'm aware. We thought we would walk and then go to the gym at Ari's. He wants to talk some business." Finn and I left the room and went down to meet Raven, who was stretching just outside the hotel entrance. The valets were big fans. "Raven, good morning. Thanks for the warning." I smiled at her, finishing my coffee and tossing it into the trash. "Evie, I told you. Every day. One way or another." She adjusted the zipper on her gray and yellow running outfit. We began the familiar route down Albemarle to Piccadilly. "So tell us about last night," Raven began, obviously curious. "He took me to Buckingham Palace. He said we'd all been before. Anyway, there was a preview show for an upcoming exhibition, Crown Jewels of the World or something." "Did you meet anyone?" Raven asked. "Yes, his friend Alex. He had arranged a private dinner for us, and I got to see the Royal Rose Collection. We returned to the Queen." I couldn't hide some of my excitement from the evening. "Did you remember it?" Finn inquired. "No, but it was amazing. Ari told me about his uncle being the voivode, and about when we went to Bruges, and how he became a knight. What a revealing evening for him. Going above and beyond, really," Finn commented, a distinct edge to his voice. Raven glanced over at him once and then picked up the pace. "I wasn't sure how to take his sudden cross attitude, but figured his strained relationship with Ari was the cause. We embarked on the same path through Hyde Park, and time passed quietly and much less painfully. Not surprisingly, Derek was waiting just beyond the entrance to the park on the other end. When we arrived at Ari's house, we went in through the garage like the day before, just as Ari was coming out of the sauna." "Good, you're here. The other two will arrive soon. I'll join you in the office shortly." Raven and Finn walked past him toward the weight machines. Ari dried off his chest and turned to me with interest. I hadn't moved yet, and it got his attention. "Hi, I just wanted to thank you for last night. You left so quickly I didn't get the chance." I tried very hard not to look at anything except his eyes, but I hadn't been prepared for seeing Ari in only a towel wrapped low around his hips. His tall, muscled physique had been camouflaged well with designer coats and winter jackets. He wasn't ripped like so many men on magazines today, or like Finn for that matter, but he looked like a marble work of art created to honor the form of man. It was still aloof Ari, so I wouldn't say seeing him that way launched a strong feeling of lust. It was simply that I'd been raised to appreciate a thing of beauty. "I'm glad you enjoyed yourself." Today I have some important business to discuss with the group. I'm afraid you'll need to make a decision as to when you're returning to America. We aren't going to be able to host you indefinitely, and it's probably best for you to be moving on." He put on a royal blue robe, pulling the tie tight across his waist. "Is the meeting about the exhibition on New Year's Eve?" I asked without thinking. His eyes narrowed as he regarded me. Slowly he turned from me and walked up the stairs to the main floor. I'd been wondering all night if that was indeed something he was preparing for. Apparently it was. I knew I was there on their dime and was wondering when that might run out. It seemed like Ari had been letting me in at dinner, and that my stay was not as taxing on them as he had thought it would be when I arrived. Obviously I was wrong. "What was that about?" Finn came over after hearing part of our conversation. I was sure my expression gave up the desolation I felt as Ari walked away. Why did that man have such an effect on me? "He told me to make plans to leave. I guess you have some business and my presence is not a good thing." I looked up at him, feeling like an outcast for the first time since my arrival. "Don't be ridiculous. You can stay as long as you like, with Raven or something. You don't have to be a criminal to be in London." Finn put his hands onto my shoulders, trying to make me see his point of view. Raven was off doing leg lifts and hadn't overheard us, but somehow I doubted she would want another roommate. I did want to stay longer, but maybe it would all be easier if I just went back. Then I really thought about it. The only person it would be easier on if I left was Ari. Nobody back home had made me justify myself in leaving. Everyone here had welcomed me. Ari was the one who kept pushing me out, and I realized that I'd had enough. In a fit of fury, I moved away from Finn and ran up the stairs. Ari stood by the refrigerator, pulling out a pitcher of juice. He turned with surprise when I stormed into his kitchen. "Ari, I don't know what you really thought of me or who you think I am now, but you can't tell me what to do whenever the mood strikes you. Putting me up in a suite and chauffeuring me around town to make up for lying to everyone doesn't give you the right to interfere with my travel plans. Apparently you trusted me once. Admit you trust me now. You wouldn't have taken me last night if you didn't. So have whatever private conversation you want, but you do not get to tell me who my friends are after you made them disappear once already." By the end of my tirade, I was close to tears. Finn had come up the stairs to stand beside me. Ari put the pitcher on the counter and leaned into it as he looked away from me. He had put on his pair of sweatpants and discarded the robe. Every muscle across his bare back was tense. "You don't know what you're saying," he said, still looking out over the grounds. I tried to ignore the unexpected twist in my stomach as I stared at his handsome face and profile. He was struggling with something, his brows furrowed in what almost resembled regret. "Yes, I do. I had a life here. I have money here somewhere. I want it all back. Help me or don't, but you can't make me leave. Or if you try to, stealing from the Louvre will be much more difficult after I alert the police." Every fiber of my being told me not to say it, but I only had one real card to play. I braced for his reaction. He turned to regard me, leaning against the counter with his arms folded, amusement playing in his dark green eyes. "Well played, Evie. The threat was a great touch. Spoken like a true crook." He laughed while he poured his juice. "I wasn't trying to amuse you." I threw my chin out to adopt a more confident stance. "No. You were asking me to trust you. And you're right. I already do. I was trying to spare you from starting down a path that could be dangerous. But if you want in, you're in. Just know, if you ever betray me, my family, or anyone on our team, there will be consequences. Are we clear?" "Ari, she's not going to do that," Finn broke in, stepping past me to get between us. "It's the same thing I said to you when we first met. She needs to hear it. You think about it, Evelyn, and let me know how ready you really are to return. Excuse me, but I'm going to take a shower. Then I'll meet you downstairs."